listener production. This is the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot's podcast.
Rush Hour. Hello, AB, Elliot. It's the goodbye podcast.
It's a goodbye podcast. Your last one.
It is the last one.
Until you come back in 6 months in a different role in this company.
No, it'll be longer than 6 months before I come back, I think. Like, there would have to be something dramatic to happen if I was back
Ellie
here.
Ellie gets fired.
I was going to say, what if I get the arse?
And then you're like, finally.
And say, no. we like AB and Luke as a
no,
show.
No, it's got nothing. And I actually wouldn't accept that job because I don't want to be on air.
So,
there would have to be something really dramatic happening for me to end up back here.
Can we talk about your new job, or is that not allowed?
Oh, we can talk about it. It's a bit boring, though.
No, it's not. They might be listening. It's not boring. It's very fun and exciting.
It's fun.
I doubt they're listening.
You're the new media marketing liaison marketer.
No, I don't know.
He is a stakeholder engagement.
Oh.
It just means that I go around and talk to people who are involved in the organization and find out things and then take it back to the office and then we develop a program.
You get a petrol card.
No, I get to use the company car.
Where did you get petrol cards?
Don't people get a car? I don't know. I drive an electric vehicle, but don't people get a card that helps them pay for fuel?
Oh.
No, we've got like work cars.
Okay.
Oh, you see, you're going to get a work car?
No, there'll be like
an on-site work car.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be
cars.
Have you
sussed out what it is?
No.
Okay, I
had in my work contract for a while a few years ago when I worked in our Cairns office a car. So I had the work car as part of my contract for a year. I very quickly learned not a great thing because when you're driving the Triple M car around, it doesn't matter if it's 9 o'clock at night, you're going to get fuel. People go, you got any stickers?
I drove my radio station car as part of my job for my first on-air gig.
Yeah.
And someone T-boned me in it. And they were like, no, it was her fault. And so we had to go through like 6 months of
Jesus.
Will they, won't they, the insurer. And like people at work were mad at me because like the promo car was gone. Anyway, they found CCTV footage that proved that it was their fault.
Was it a man or a woman?
An old couple, older guy.
A bloke driving.
He just went through.
It's your fault.
He went through a stop sign.
Right.
And T-boned me. And they were like, nah, you were indicating. I was like, I wasn't.
I think I can tell this story now that it's been over 10 years since I worked there. But at another radio station that I worked at, I was also driving the promo car. And one morning I sideswiped like a bollard and didn't tell anyone. And then they were like, there's like
a scratch.
A scratch on the side of the van. I was like, oh, is there? Okay.
And you never took.
You never admitted
it. No, I didn't.
Dodgy.
Karma's going to come
and
get
you.
I know.
I
crashed my own car later, so, you know.
But there was a girl after me that had the promo car and she filled it with unleaded when it was diesel two times.
Oh.
Like doing it once, I'm like, that sucks. Mm. Twice?
I remember I was mansplaining to Abby once how she needs to look after our cars better as we were getting ready to sell our old Jeep. And as I did that, I was reversing out of our undercover car park and I smashed it. And she said, we paused for about 5 seconds. She said, am I allowed to laugh? I said, not yet.
You were like, I'm not emotionally
ready. Give me half an hour.
That was one of the announcers that I used to work with, he also did that. He filled the car up with unleaded
Wouldn't
when it was a
check
diesel.
First?
I don't
like
use
it.
It says diesel
car,
on the thing as well.
Yeah.
But I've had cars where I don't know and I've just called the promo person being like, hey, what's the... Rather
well,
than
one's
guessing.
Said on the cap, like diesel.
They all do, though.
Yeah, they do. They
all
make a big thing of it.
I think you just sort of get in the habit of filling up a car with whatever you fill it up with normally.
Yeah, so you just chuck it in and don't think.
Mm.
I keep getting the questions every time I get to work by whoever's outside at the time of when I'm getting my car door sorted because I still don't have the driver's side.
Oh, yeah.
So I've just been climbing over the passenger. And I've gotten to the point now where I'm a bit more agile with it, so... It doesn't bother me. And I'm kind of like, the quote for fixing it is about $900. And I'm just like,
it's so annoying.
It still works. Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
The battery in my keys actually run out as well. So I've been key locking my car. And I'm convinced I've forgotten a few times. But yeah, I just can't bother getting it fixed.
No. Well, I've
amongst
got that scrape
things
on the side. And Alex will probably be using my car for a bit while I use our other car to transport the baby.
Yeah.
And he's like, get that fixed. Because every time he goes to work, someone's like, oh, you swiped your car. And he's embarrassed by it.
Because your car's aesthetically pleasing. I genuinely think you should get that fixed. Whereas my car's 13 years old. You know, like, true. Who cares? It's an old, it's a Hyundai. It'll go forever. It is a great car, but I'm not too worried about how it looks anymore.
Well,
I'll try again.
Luke, who cares what's on the radio show today? It's fun. Lots of guests in there. Plus, we break down the presidential debate. We'd ever be doing that. But it has been a genuine pleasure, mate.
Thanks, mate.
And I mean that sincerely, and I wouldn't say it to many people.
It's been fun working with the both of you. So
it's hard when it's not what we want.
Yeah. Well,
like, what do you mean?
Like, it's hard when you don't want the person to go.
Because early days you said to me, oh, I don't know about Luke. I wish he would go. But now you've gotten used to him.
Disappointing, but also justified.
Being a steak maker or whatever the bullshit. We'll see you back here in a year.
I wish you were a steak maker and attend all the time.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Queensland, zero or hero.
Now,
what week is it of you not getting that music changed?
Well, why is it my job?
Well, you're the one that hates it. I'm not that fussed. I like farts. I think they're funny.
Nah, I just don't like them. Anyway, we challenge you every single week to scour this state for a zero, so someone that's an absolute lemon that's been behaving badly, and a hero, someone that's gone above and beyond, that's our number one for the week.
Now, our hero, so many to choose from, obviously the Women's Queensland State of Origin
hero.
Team. Yes, I am.
Normally you go bad and you finish on something nice for us.
But actually, I really liked this story. The Queensland Fire Department have posted today. They've got their little canine, Bailey, who works with the fire team to, you know, go and sniff out different things and investigations and help with rescues. And they wanted to introduce everyone to their newest volunteer, a young girl called Ruby. She loves animals. She's been doing 3 years of training so that she can help with the dogs to deploy them to disasters such as earthquakes, searching for survivors, people trapped under rubble in fires and whatnot. And she said it's been an extremely rewarding experience working with a lovely team of people, but also some bloody great dogs.
How old is she?
Doesn't have her age, but just said that she's really passionate about animals. So I think she might be doing vet science and stuff, because often that's how they do it, as a little bit of a side
They should use
hustle.
Her as the test person. You know, they dress them up in all the padding and let the dogs attack.
But they're not attacky dogs. They're sniffy rescue dogs.
Ah.
They're nice dogs.
Well, sniffy rescue dogs still need to know how to attack.
True, true. But Bailey, the canine in the picture, is very cute. Sure. So check it out on the Queensland Fire Department. And shout out to anyone who does that rescue volunteering stuff, because you are what holds this state together. Now, the Queensland Zero. Firstly, this bunch of screaming cats that can't seem to hold a tone. In jest, that is the New South Wales Blues squad after Wednesday night's win.
Oh, singing I Feel Like
That
Tui's.
Was a bad rendition.
Yeah, they're not great singers,
no,
are they?
No. Right. Don't invite them to a choir anytime soon. No, our actual zero is a furious Queensland fan that was filmed ripping a TV off the wall at a pub and slamming it into a dumpster.
Oh, this
Where was that?
In Sydney. Apparently, so in the video, you can see that he actually has a Queensland scarf on. He takes the TV outside to the bin. Oh. Everyone's like, what a loser. The worst part that makes him more of a zero, he wasn't even a Queenslander. It was a stunt pulled by someone in New South Wales pretending to be a Queenslander.
So your biggest loser, Queenslander, wasn't even a Queenslander.
No, it was a fake Queenslander.
I feel like you need more rules around this, because last week your hero...
It's my game, my rules.
But I just... You don't have any rules at the moment, other rules.
Are you going to impose some?
Well... Can I at least be Queenslanders? Because last week your hero was a girl from WA that said, oh, I think Queensland might be better than Western Australia.
Yeah, but I've given her Queensland citizenship, so now she is one of us. That person, however, is never welcome into the state. In fact, I'm going to pass his name on to Stephen Miles.
Okay.
Total loser.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
This is Animal Fiction with Jamie Seymour.
Now, he's our expert in animal life, and we love to make his life difficult. And look, he's the most intelligent man on the planet, and we just drop that intelligence down every time he joins us. So,
however, I've heard smart people sometimes like to be dumbed down just to rest their brain.
I don't know if they do.
I think this is his brain resting opportunity for the week.
Well, here's one for today. Professor Jamie Seymour out of JCU, our animal expert, with the big presidential debate today. We saw Biden and Trump. I'd say go at each other. It was two old geriatrics. And I had no idea what was happening.
It was a nursing home fight.
It was. If we look at the animal world, mate, is there an animal you could detect as our Trump, you know, brash, arrogant, not for everyone, and a Biden, sleepy and not very useful?
Well, I looked at this and thought, this isn't fair to put this on animals because they don't deserve it. But having said that, I did come up with two.
Okay.
And I thought, we'll start with Biden first.
Right.
So, and just because I know that AB loves turtles, a sea turtle. I reckon a sea turtle is Joe Biden. End of story.
Why?
Now, well, they seem to live forever. I mean, they should be turtle. I mean, turtles. Biden should have died years ago, but it just doesn't. So I don't know. I mean, they're slow.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, it's like, yeah, one fin in front of the other.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. And, so, yeah, and then they're not, let's be honest, turtles are not real smart. You know, the only reason that they haven't gone extinct is they don't realise they should be. And the same thing with Biden.
You have such a thing about turtles.
Well, yeah, but and Biden's the same. The only reason he's still in politics is he doesn't realise he should have got out of politics years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And turtles, you know, when they hide from a shark, what do? They stick their head in the coral reef and go, you can't see me. And the sharks eat their... And Biden does the same thing. It's like, yeah, it's all right. Nobody will hurt me. Peek-a-boo. Biden and turtles.
That's okay. Did a turtle hurt you in a past life?
Dead set. Bitten by one, yeah. Snapping turtle got you overseas.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, no, Biden, okay. Biden is a turtle. Donald Trump.
Well, I ended up with a billy goat.
For Trump. Go on, yeah.
And a variety of reasons. Because first off, billy goats are like just completely arrogant.
Yeah.
They don't care. Don't listen to anybody else. And if something doesn't work for them, they just headbutt it. And just, that's it. Don't care. Yeah. End of story. Just, yeah. And I guess the other thing for billy goats is they don't care about anybody else. It's all about them. You know, whatever happens, that's just it. They'll eat anything. So you feed him any sort of garbage and he takes it on board as though it's the truth. I'll climb over anything to get to the top.
Correct.
I don't really care what it is. Yep. And this one, billy goats will poo anywhere. And then they'll eat their own poo.
Oh.
And I thought, that's it. That's got him. And then I thought
they were cute pets.
No, no, no. And then the one thing at the end, a male billy goat will mate with literally anything, even if it doesn't want to be mated.
And then pay them off later.
Correct. And I thought, there you go, that's got to be Trump.
Okay, so we got a turtle taking on a billy goat come this next US election, mate.
Oh, God, yeah. And I want the turtle to win, but I think the goat's going to.
All right.
When is America going to pick a bald eagle to run for?
Or just someone under 60. Anyway, Professor Jamie Seymour, always a pleasure. Thanks for making politics fun, mate. Appreciate your time.
No worries, guys. Have a great weekend.
Now, firstly, let me start by saying that if, you know, you're someone out there that likes to have a punt or a bet, make sure you do so responsibly, set a deposit limit, all that kind of thing. No, but you do have to say that.
You go, be responsible, but I will now not be responsible.
No, I have a deposit limit on my sports bet account.
Good.
Yeah. We have, I think it's a rite of passage almost as an adult man to have a punters club. It's just something that every single one of my mates is either in one with us or in their own. It's just a thing that blokes do.
Sure.
I have one with my brother and my two best mates in the world, and we have a purpose every year of, oh, hopefully we can win enough money to do this, that, the other. This year we're trying to go to the Gabba test match in December against
huge.
India. Yeah, which would be really cool. So we actually had a win on Wednesday night for the State of Origin. And it was a substantial win that we don't get very often. And, you know, we were talking in the group about it, we were up and about, but one of the boys hadn't replied. So yesterday I FaceTimed him before we went to the Women's State of Origin. And first thing I said, he answers, he's on the couch. I said, mate, how good, you know, how good's that? We never win. This is outstanding, yada, yada.
We can go to the cricket.
Yeah. And I didn't know he wasn't by himself. I just hear his girlfriend pipe up in the background. All I heard was, you tell me you deleted your sports bet account. Phone goes to black and I haven't heard from him since.
I didn't know if it was going to go that way or if it was going to go, he told the missus he won and they've spent the money.
No, no.
Oh, no.
So I will follow up with
him. You exposed him.
Yeah, I did. I mean,
there's a code about this, surely.
Oh, the code is it's his own fault, be honest with your missus.
Yeah, true, true, true.
Like, you're allowed to have a punt.
So what happens then? Do you just quietly shaft him out of the group and take the winnings?
Well, the best part is, and again, please gamble responsibly, but I checked the group about an hour or so ago, and this afternoon, even though he hasn't messaged me since or spoken to any of us, he's put a bet on with one of the accounts, so he hasn't learned a thing.
Now sitting down with AB and Elliot, a brute of a man that served pre-seasons under Craig Bellamy.
Begging for mercy, oh!
In the rough streets of Belmore and is now packing into the front row for the Gold Coast Titans.
Joe Stimpson has plunged over.
Welcome to the Rush Hour, Joe Stimpson.
Now, the Titans put on 66 points against the Warriors on the weekend, and it's no secret the only reason they did it is because our man Joe Stimpson was back in the side. Look, were they
correct.
Already 50-plus up by the time he got on the field? That doesn't matter. Joe, tell me, you Conor McGregor walked straight into your coach's, Des Hasler's office after the game and said, "See what happens, you old fart, when you actually put me in the team."
Exactly right. I said, guys, the game was in the balance when I come on. So I really got the boys home. They're only up by 40, so it's all good.
I'd love to know, what was it like coming into the sheds afterwards with Des after that result? Because he's such a tough guy. Is he, even in wins, is he still really, really stoic? Like, yeah, you did well, but here's, you know, the issues and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. We all come in yahooing, and then you get to sit down and he gives you this real serious message and you're like, yeah, we just won by 60 points. It was a club record. Give us a smile at least, mate.
He was happy.
He was probably the way we should be playing the whole year, really. Like, high completions and, yeah, showing everyone how we can actually play. So it was good.
Now, in both AFL and NRL, it was the most money lost by sports gamblers across Australia all season, which is a hell of a stat. Joe, I mean, from a fan's perspective, we all want to see the Titans doing well, but God, you're a confusing team. Like genuinely, how do you put 66 points on a team like that and you lose to a team like the Tigers?
Yeah, I think my old man was one of the guys that lost a bit of money on that one. So, yeah, thanks for the support, Dad. But anyway, I know it's crazy. It's very confusing sometimes how we play, but it even frustrates us. So we're still in disbelief of how we can dish up that crap against the Tigers and play that well against the Warriors. So, yeah, hopefully, more games like the Warriors coming.
Bye week for the Titans. Joe, are you licking more stamps, sending out more wedding invites? What's the plan? Bit of golf.
We got Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. But I'm at Jamin Jolliffe's house. He rang up for a man to help him put a lounge together, and he was struggling, the big guy, until the domestic god come and helped him. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Hang on, sorry. Out of all the blokes in your team, he called you. You don't do that stuff in your own house. Yeah.
And I said, you know what, mate? No worries. I'll bring me IKEA toolkit over and we'll get into it.
I would love to know, the Gold Coast is like the New Zealand capital of Australia. Have you had much harassment from Kiwi fans on the streets since this win? Because it looked like the crowd was full of Warriors supporters.
Yeah, the only harassment was when we sort of ran out. We got booed at
your own home.
So that was always just... I was like, oh, thanks, guys. Much support. But it was that funny. We come out to warm up first.
Yeah.
And it was like a bit of a cheer, and then all of a sudden they just erupted. I thought, yeah, I couldn't believe it. They were like rock stars. But anyway, unlucky.
Well, you put 66 on.
They all went home at halftime, so it
was tough. Hey, Joe, enjoy your golf and being a domestic god. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the break, mate, and we'll catch up with you before next week.
Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Now, there's a new website that young people are apparently really addicted to. It's off the back of like ChatGPT, AI, artificial intelligence, these systems that can create robots basically to do whatever you ask them to do.
Yeah.
And this particular one, it's called Character AI. It's a ChatGPT style generative artificial intelligence service with a twist. It allows users to have conversations with their favorite characters, whether fictional, historical, whatever. You can even have a conversation with Jesus Christ or the devil. You just key in who you want to have a conversation with. Taylor Swift, if you're that way inclined, and they will chat back to you. It seems like a really, really innocent idea.
Yeah.
However, it has turned the way you would expect.
Oh, no.
A lot of people are having online relationships with their favourite celebrities, but not really. Like, they're having, you know, chats with Taylor Swift, and they'll speak in the way of Taylor Swift's mannerisms. It's not like a voice or anything. It's just a chat.
Well, how do
every
I know?
Day you can message this. You can message you know, who's a celebrity that you would like to talk
Sydney
to?
Sydney Sweeney. Not sorry, okay. Let me think about that a bit more.
I'll give you some time.
Yeah. Maybe Sydney Sweeney. Yeah. I think she's pretty good.
You could have Sydney Sweeney and she'll check in with you every day. Hey, Elliot, how was your sleep and stuff like that? She'll remember things and talk in the way that Sydney Sweeney does.
Right. That's disgraceful.
It's dangerous.
That's disgusting. What's the website?
I was going to say, I don't know if it's maybe like it is a beautiful thing for people who are perpetually lonely, like
awesome.
They can fulfill that. But it also does seem a bit sketchy. I was at first judgmental, but then I was like, geez, I've got a really long maternity leave coming up.
Well, it's a nice way.
Maybe a couple of messages from Paul Rudd a day wouldn't hurt.
Really, when you think about it.
Two husbands.
It's a guilt-free way of cheating on your partner.
Luke doesn't have a partner to cheat on, but he could just have a chat with someone that he likes. Luke, who would you pick?
No, he's out there yet.
Oh, he's not even listening to us.
No, he's talking to our promo
boss. It's his last day.
It is his last day. He doesn't give a stuff about us anymore.
So he's completely checked out and doesn't care what we're saying at all.
No, that's fair. All right. What is the website?
It's called character.ai.
Right. Well, don't do it, but...
Sup, Sydney?
Yeah, I'm going to block. You have to head along to this. If you haven't already get tickets, you can do it. BigRedBash.com.au. Birdsville's Big Red Bash from the 2nd to the 4th of July. The reason you have to head along is because the lineup is as good, if not better, than it's ever been. Aussie music royalty. I'm talking your John Stevens, your Colin Hay, Diesel, Baby Animals, Mark Seymour, Richard Clapton, and one of the greatest performers of all time who's kind enough to join us this afternoon on The Rush Hour, Ian Moss. Hello, Mossy.
G'day, guys. How's it going there?
Doing really well. Appreciate your time. I'm sure you get a lot of requests come across your plate in terms of gigs you're going to play. But is the Big Red Bash a no-brainer? Because, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's just unique. It's an absolute no-brainer at all. I look forward to it. It's probably fortunate enough for this to be my third time of playing it. And it's just such a unique event and just such a the atmosphere is always so fantastic at the Big Red Bash.
I have not had the honour of going yet. I'm unfortunately very, very pregnant, but plan to in the near future, Mossy. I'd love to know, how do the Queensland crowds in the far west compare to those of the ones, because you're constantly touring regionally, you're touching all of the different bases of New South Wales as well. How do we compare?
It's a fairly national event, I think. I don't know if anyone's done the breakdown of it, who comes from where, but that's the thing. It's all about part of being there is the joy of the whole thing is getting there. And most people drive in their camper vans and all sorts of incredibly groovy modern four-wheel drives and stuff. They come from all over the place. They come from all over the country to attend this event.
Mossy recently put on the Triple M rotation, and I get emotional hearing it because this is actually my favourite song of all time. My pop used to play it to me, and I fell in love with it. Originally done by the Beatles. Let's play of you covering While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I look at the world and I know.
It's an incredible song to cover, number one. You've done a tremendous job, but how do you get to the point of when you find a classic like that, thinking, you know what, I can put my own spin on and do it a service as well?
Put your head down and hope for the best. It's such a beautiful song. Oh. I just do what I do with it, with any song. I respect the lyric and treat the lyric and, sing it as if it was all about myself and play guitar in the same way.
These kind of shows, we often see you collaborate with other really wonderful artists. And like Elliot said, this is a pretty exceptional lineup with Tina Arena, John Stevens and the like. Is there anything that you can tease for us at the Big Red Bash that we can look forward to? A couple of duets maybe?
Oh, you never know. Can't give too much away. But those things are on those cards, always on the cards, because people have come such a long way. It's sort of so the spirit is there to put into it as much as you can, and give the people who have come so far everything you can.
Mossy, is this one of the busiest years of your career? Because obviously you got this a number of gigs, but I'm sure you're looking forward to as well when the whole gang gets back together for Cold Chisel's 50th anniversary tour.
It's been a pretty busy one. Yeah. I've been at my Rivers Run Dry acoustic tour, and that's gone really, really well. Happy to finish that off in Cairns just the other week. I'm about to head over to the UK to do some shows with my band over there. And then pretty much oh, apart from a little stop over in the Maldives.
Beautiful, beautiful, good choice.
You deserve it.
Yeah, living it really tough. It's Now looking forward to starting the cultures of rehearsal. We'll start about halfway through September, rehearse really hard because we'll be ready to rock by beginning of October.
Are you, just before we let you go, because I do have the visual now, when you're sitting at the Maldives, you know, sipping on a coconut with a little bit of booze inside it, you are in your budgie smugglers tanning responsibly, or what's the mossy go-to?
Oh, geez, that, I don't know if that'd be a pretty sight. Got the boardies going on.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
That's fair. Can't overdo it.
Bigredbash.com.au. Make sure you grab your tickets if you can head along at the start of July. You are an absolute delight, one of our great talents. Ian Moss, really appreciate your time on the Rush Hour, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm looking forward to the Big Red Bash one more time.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Mid-morning, our time over here in Australia was the presidential debates between sleepy Joe Biden and the return of Donald Trump.
I can't believe this is happening all over again.
Yeah. So, Producer Luke, because you're good with your politics, you're across it, you've got a vested interest. Producer Luke knows I don't give a rat's you know what. So he asked me to watch the full 90 minutes today.
Because it's funnier when someone doesn't care.
Well, by the end of it, I left thinking, wow, American politics is so much funnier than ours. Like that, it felt like a 90-minute comedy special rather than a presidential debate.
They don't actually talk about any policy.
So here's the thing.
I don't know what either of them stand for.
I've clipped some of my favourite bits from today. They did spend an unusual amount of time talking about, or Joe Biden talks about how good he is at golf, and then Trump disagreed.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. The reason I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And well, by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8.
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen your swing. I know your swing.
Now, someone in the comments, and pay attention to this for the rest of it, someone in the comments said, oh, Joe Biden's starting to sound like SpongeBob SquarePants when he had no water.
Yes, I'm okay.
And that resonated the rest of it. So a lot of time spent on golf. There was times where, and Joe Biden's in his 80s, let's not forget.
Yeah, that's the problem. What? American politicians in general, like back in the day, you know, the JFKs and whatnot, they were young.
But at least.
But of late, they're all 70.
I'm not a fan of either of them. Can I be very clear? I think they're both idiots. At least Trump was relatively sharp, whereas Biden.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
I didn't know what Joe Biden was saying for 90 minutes. The best or worst part, whoever you want to look at it throughout it, there was a part where the 80-plus-year-old, he genuinely glitched live on camera.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
I mean, you have bad Trump stuff too, obviously.
Well, you know what?
No, you always joke that you, oh, he'll win. This better not be a one-sided thing.
No, well, he, personal opinion, I know nothing. I think he will win. But Joe did most of the talking. He did go whack towards the end of it, which I enjoyed, towards Trump. And this is a moment that would happen in politics only in America and nowhere else.
How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Give me a minute, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
The great quote from the whole debate was, you have the morals of an alley cat.
Yeah, I did
enjoy that one, but...
look.
It was...
Why do people want to stay there? Dead set. I don't even want to visit anymore.
So Amy Schumer has come out, the comedian, and said if Trump gets in, she's going to move to London. She's getting out of the country.
They did this last time.
Whatever side you
remember,
sit.
Remember, The Boss. Bruce Springsteen.
That's right, yeah.
He said he's going to move to Australia. We took that as Queensland.
Yeah, we'll happily take him. Look, if you want a YouTube and have a look yourself, it was a painful
it's
watch.
It's kind of satisfying knowing it's not us.
It was. I tell you what, it made Albo, again, whatever you think of Albo, just seem like the
Any Australian politician.
Coherent, well-spoken, great human being. It was America, is what it was.
Pew, pew.
It was America.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Jeez, it's a test for the Cowboys this week as they take on Penrith, but they are fresh off what I've been told has been the greatest bye week in the history of bye weeks. Joining us now, their halfback, Chad Townsend. Hello, mate.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we?
Doing well. The old, you know, 42-year-old body, can you confirm you rest up, you did your squats, you, I don't know, what are you doing, recovery, you played enough golf, had some couch naps?
it was a really good week off, to be honest. We're one of the very few teams that hadn't had a bye yet, so a lot of the boys were just really, keen to sort of get away from football for a week and switch off and obviously use that time, you know, wisely to rest and recover, hang out with family, somewhere home to see some family interstate. So, obviously a really good time for us.
Now, you're heading down south to face up with Penrith. This is a very tense game all the time for you and your marriage because your beautiful wife, Marissa, as lovely as she is, she abandons you and any loyalty that she has towards you and sticks with her brother, Scott Sorensen, for this particular clash. Any sledges thrown or is she going to be in the crowd wearing Panthers gear?
She's a Cowboys supporter. Oh, let me make that clear. But obviously it's a pretty special occasion for our family. To be honest, having the opportunity to play against my brother-in-law in the NRL is something we don't take for granted. We're not the types of players who send sledges or get stuck into each other. We just like to play the game, you know, hard and fair. And like I said before, just the opportunity to play against him in the NRL is something that we don't take for granted. So always look forward to the opportunity to play against Scotty.
Chad, I have a piece of paper that definitely shouldn't be in my hands, but here we are. I've got your team list, but I've got your team list with your jersey and short sizes attached to it as well. So
whoa,
your uniforms are sorted. Now, burning question. There's a lot of large and XL jerseys. Don't forget, these are the tight-fitting ones, or a large is basically an extra small. What planet is your winger, Kyle Felt, a 2XL? You can't tell me the pipes on his arms are that much bigger than everyone else. And I know he loves tight-fitting clothes.
Yeah, no, he just been in the gym working hard. Felty, old bag. he's been around the game for a while. Knows his body well. So I'll tell you what, the jerseys are extremely tight these days. Sometimes it's actually, you look around the sheds before we start playing, before we run on, and people are trying as hard as they can't get their jerseys on. They're too tight. So that's the new technology. That's the way they are these days.
Chad, this season has been shambolic, particularly last round. I mean, the Warriors getting beaten by the Titans by 1,000. Parramatta's at the bottom. Tigers are suddenly winning. Can you give us a random predict? Like, who is a smoky team that hasn't been doing great? Of all of these ones that are suddenly starting to emerge, who is actually a threat?
You know, one thing with the NRL is that, like, it is such a tight competition and any team can beat anyone on any day. And I think, you saw last year what the Knights did, and I know Elliot will tell us for days, which we don't really want to.
We can talk about it, mate. 10 in a row, some of the greatest wins in the clubs.
That's what happens, you know. If you get on a bit of a roll and a bit of momentum, you know, good things can happen for you. So if I was to pick one team, this is a big smoky, but I might even say the Titans. I was really impressed with the way they played on the weekend against the Warriors. Their attack was incredible, and some of their defensive resolve and the way they stopped tries and the way they turned up for each other was really impressive to watch. So, that's a team to watch out if they get on a little bit of a roll.
I'm going to tip them for the rest of the season and blame Chad accordingly.
Chad, hey, good luck this weekend. Really quickly, and this one's worth checking out, in your bye weeks when you do finally get a bit of time off, I know you love recording your podcast, the Chad Townsend Show. An episode at the moment is out with one player that we will see play for the Cowboys at some stage. He's in reserve grade at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about Amali before you go?
Yeah, look, this is probably one of the most incredible episodes I've had the opportunity to record with Amali Bitugun, one of our younger Cowboys players. I guess the basis of his story is that He moved from Africa when he was 7 with his family, born in Tanzania, spent time in an immigration camp, came to Australia and fell in love with the game of rugby league. So, yeah, just an incredible story. His resilience, his work ethic, and, you know, now his love for rugby league, and hasn't made his NRL debut yet, but, you know, he's on the fringe. He's very, very close. He works extremely hard. And, yeah, like I said, probably one of the most special conversations I've been able to have with a teammate before. So. Yeah,
the Chad Townsend Show, you can check it out on YouTube or Spotify. If and when Amali does debut, he'll be the first ever player from Tanzania to do so, which is very cool.
Oh, cool.
Chad, hey, good luck against Penrith come this Sunday, mate. Wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.